V-E-7-S-L-Z.
A3HRY, D1 Echo Papa. Do you copy there, Henry? Over.
Yeah, go ahead, Emil. A3HRY.
What was your call sign on your balloon? Was it KCBLBR69?
No, if I remember right, it was 226.
Okay, stand by. V-A-C-H-R-Y, the one Echo Papa. According to this, your balloon beacon, the 13th of August. And it's over Moscow. Over.
No way. You mean that thing's still kicking? Okay, I'll have to fire up the tablet and take a look.
Yeah, I'll send you a pic.
Yeah, okay, Emil. Yeah, I'm a little distracted getting some texts from my friend here in town about WiresX, so new updates and stuff. So I'm going to pay attention to it. V-A3HRY.
B-E-3-H-R-Y-V-5-A-L.
V5AL, VA3HY. Got it.
Yeah, perfect. You know what? Maybe I bought that stuff at the auto parts or something like that, you know? Maybe not in Canadian Tire, but I know Canadian Tire, they have some. So maybe on the Google one, you check Canadian Tire search or whatever, maybe they screwed up. I don't know. So, did you see my QTH station for my HF? Back to you.
Yeah, I'll take a look if Canadian Tire's got the idea is to get the same brand, you know, the CRC. That's what it shows. So if not, I can go to the auto parts store. There is one nearby here. So that's not a problem. I'll find it. My concern was that I would buy a can of brake cleaner and it wouldn't be the same. You know, it could be a different brand. They have different formulas or whatever, and it wouldn't work as well. You tell me that this works fine, so that's what I want, the same name. And yeah, I see the ICOM 703. That's one sweet radio. That's what my friend here in town, Scott, he uses it a lot for FD8. Actually, pretty well, FD8, that's it. Back to you, Pierre.
Yeah, Roger. Well, right on top, that's my port table XUJ90. You know, if I'm going camping or whatever, see some friend and bring my portable HF with me, so I don't need to connect or disconnect my ICON 7300. And between that, that's my SWR. Be good for VHF, UHF, and HF radio. Back to you.
VE7FLZ.
Yeah, I recognize those things are really they've really come a long way. They can measure pretty well anything on the antenna. So, but I know that they've got different models out there. Nano, what do they call them? Nano, I don't know. But yeah, that QRP radio is sweet. It's amazing what they fit on in a small LED LCD display. Is that a touch screen, Pierre, on the QRP radio?
No. ICON 73 they have, yeah, absolutely. But XUJ90, we have two different options right on top. You can see probably not. We have a three different knob on top. You just press to change your frequency. Or you use your keypad by your microphone. So if you want to go on 20 meters, you press number 14 or whatever. And when you look your PTT, you see T14 or T whatever, you know, and you change the frequency. You have two different ways. And yeah, and that SWR, that's 90 or something. Yeah, I can remember the name. But yeah, they work very well. Oh my God. So tiny and work good. And also I make some tests on it. When I got it, I turn on my SWR for all day long, for 24 hours, Anyway, to drive that battery, take 24 hours exactly, because I put some timer on my my phone just to make sure how many hours if I turn that SWR-90 on all the time. They're good for 24 hours, but when you use this 90SWR, you use it maybe for what? For 1 minute, you know what I mean? So that stuff, when you 90 is totally full charge, oh my God, you're good for at least 2 years. Aye. And also, that kind of a brake cleaner or whatever, the name is, doesn't matter which name or which company, they all the same liquid. And please do not use on the plastic because